I stand alone. Burned every bridge over the troubled water. No longer hiding from my personality disorder. A stronger tide is coming. I've been running, trying to function fine without my mind climbing out this fucking quarter. I was born a thorn away from the rotten petals of forgotten rebel crap from the absence of heaven's heavy hand to develop an evident level of benevolence. So it's probably better I sell my soul to the devil. This is a message to anyone I met that thinks they know me. Don't pretend to understand none of the issues that I'm holding. I was in a rush to grow up. Good mom, no cuts, just a stomach of disgust and the fear that I might go nuts. Here, if I don't slow up, I'll see you on my way. One day this shit'll kill me, but I guess that it's okay. I've lost all faith in a world so full of hate. And I don't fucking love music, I just use it to escape. The walk between wanting to punch someone in the face, the foot of the bullet in my head to lead the human race. Everything takes its toll, but there's no tools I can take. I haven't yet found a good reason to be awake. In the corroded bones I have behind my smile, I'm angry at the universe for the way she treats me now. She keeps me down, stealing all my energy, feeling like my enemy, concealing my identity. Not dealing with my tendencies, I feel the skin and then I squeeze a real imprinted head disease. Not illing in the century, I'm kneeling to the entity who built this penitentiary. As filthy as a centipede and guiltless innocence, cause he was willing to just let me bleed while the war again. In 10 years, no check for me, I'll be in the same place. Planet's just an overpopulated mental hospital. At least I'll be walking around, constitutes another obstacle. So here it is, I'm finally coming out my shell. All 19 years of my life have been in conflict with myself. I'm insecure about every facet of my existence, from my addiction to the condition I choose to live in. Who you kidding? I suffer from excess anxiety, a product of pollution in American society. Stare into my eyes and see the hell that burns inside my mind, and I no longer have an ego I can hide behind. But I've been fine disregarding my insanity. Every form of art isolates you from humanity, but it's revolt against being forced fed so-called education for a decade and 3 years of headaches from my peers. Now I realize I could have learned more on my own. They taught me how to know everything except my soul, which is everything I need to grow, everything that keeps me whole, everything that ever meant anything to my DNA. So I leap a goal and hope to rip the leash that holds my focus, but the fact remains the same. I'm still bound by chains. It doesn't matter if your chain is 10 feet or 100 feet, the fact remains the same. You still bound by chains. Some people say I'm changed and it's harder to relate to me. Good, I never liked you, our friendship was make-believe. I'm feeling a mass back and feeling a wrath that's been filling my organs, drilling short distorted fortunes. A war with acid gets extorted and unfortunately crafted an interest to orbit my fortune and inflict my image with disorder. The minutes get shorter, the wall starts to close in. Feels like the brain is hanging on by one close in. I've hidden in the darkness for too long. I make it look alright when on the inside it's all wrong. I want life to change, but I don't know if it can. For a man, a machine, or whatever the fuck I am, I stand alone. Burned every bridge over the troubled water. No longer hiding from my personality disorder. You wanna die, my life will come and stay in madness's favorite little corner. Cause even shadows have shadows. And my secrets are eating me, eagerly fading to scream. My dreams away, but they can even shadows me. Have shadows. To the guilty subconscious of the actor who murdered his childhood to stop the audience. Even shadows have shadows. I will ride a break free from my fears when I don't like what I see and I can't feel even what I hear. Shadows have shadows. So don't judge my book by its cover, cause my story's just as fucked up as any other.